Good morning. You know, I hope all the friends of Mrs. Robert Cloudweeder, 812 8th Northwest, are listening because she's our woman of today.
Let's listen to June Lewis. Yes, every day you'll find June Lewis shopping the town, stopping here, there, and everywhere for a chat with the grocer, the butcher, the baker, and even the candlestick maker, and all for news of interest to all women today. Good morning, June. What's going on today?
Oh, many things, Bruce. You know, you fellas are in the habit of having those parties before marriages. They call them stag parties.
That's right.
Well, I have an idea that I'm going to pass on to the ladies this morning. I think they should have a party, too, but of course they won't call it stag party.
You have something apropos to call it?
A dough party, perhaps?
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'd like to hear more about it.
All right, Bruce, here we go. You know, I've been wondering all through the years why this custom of stag party has become just male property. So why can't the girls get together and have a dough party on the same night that the men hold their stag party? You know, the origin of the stag party is that it's a man's final fling as a bachelor. Well, it seems to me that it is also the last chance for a girl to have a female get-together. The last chance for her to relax with her friends and let her hair down. Now, a suggestion for the dough party would be that all guests dress just as comfortably as possible, wear no makeup, eat gooey sweets to their heart's content. You know, after she's married, a girl must always look her best for her husband and serve him substantial meals, not the little snacks which women often prepare when they are alone. Yes, on this night, the night of the dough party, she can indulge in every feminine whim that she wants. The supper should be simple and easy to make. Fresh salad, sandwiches, snacks, all the food which men scorn as not enough for a bird to eat. And a really lush dessert. Now, at a dough party, the girls can let go and thoroughly enjoy themselves without any male disapproval. So how about chiffon cake smothered in whipped cream, sweet strawberry cream pie, rich pastries such as ice cream tarts? You know, any of these will satisfy the most demanding sweet tooth and will bring a gleam to the feminine eye. By the way, if you would like to have a dough party and you want those recipes, those mouth-watering recipes for desserts, why don't you write to me? Just drop me a line and tell me you want them and I'll send them right on to you. And all you have to do is address them to June Lewis, care of this station, WJEF, the Pantland Hotel. Remember, that's for chiffon cake, sweet strawberry cream pie, and ice cream tarts, and hurrah for the dough party. Well, now that we have all the dear little doughs taken care of, off to a party, I want to ask you a question. Have you selected your wedding gift yet? Well, if you haven't, you're a lucky lady. You sure are. You know, I've been over to the Hague Jewelers. Oh, I go over there quite often, browse around, and wish that I had several $1 million, you know, to buy up all the beautiful, gorgeous things over there. I was talking to Ted Davis, manager, just the other day, and he said, June, he says, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give your listeners a real radio special. Well, all set? Here it is. Because the Hague Jewelers, number 54 Monroe Avenue, are giving you this wonderful radio offer. Here's what it is. A beautiful 32-piece set of silver plate at the unheard-of price, just $10.95. That's what I said, $10.95. Now, here's what you get. Service for six. That includes dinner knives, dinner forks, teaspoons, a soup spoons, salad forks, one butter knife, and one sugar shell. And they're all in that distinctive and beautiful Trafalgar pattern, made by the National Silver Company. Now, ordinarily, this silver plate would cost you $14.50. But now, and this is for a limited time only, all you have to do is visit the Hague Jewelers and say, I want the radio special silver plate. And you'll get it for just $10.95. But don't forget to say the radio special. Now, that's very important. The radio special. Don't forget to say that. And remember the store. It's the Hague Jewelers, number 54, Monroe Avenue. Say, perhaps you have a very special young friend or even a son or a daughter who is graduating this year. Well, then, how about a graduation party? And what an attractive party you can have for graduates who are caught for that brief span between yesterday and tomorrow. Anyway, here's a party suggestion for June graduates, which is simple but really effective, terrifically effective. It's a small party, one planned for, about 5 girls and 5 boys, a group of close friends in the senior class. Buffet table decorations are boy and girl paper dolls dressed in traditional caps and gowns. And by the way, those are made very easily from stiff black paper and pipe cleaners and cellophane tape. Now, refreshments will be simple, with just a slight touch of sophistication, bowls of teasing spreads on a tray with raisin nut bran bread, party punch, potato chips, chicken salad. Sounds good. But now here's the final touch, the sentimental touch. It's what they call a crowd prophecy. Now, the crowd prophecy is written by the guests, and then it's locked in a tiny chest to be left at the hostess' home and not to be opened for 5 years. Each one writes a prophecy about someone else in the crowd. It's locked up and it's not to be opened for 5 years. Pretty cute idea, isn't it? You know, the boy or the girl who gets a real party, a graduation party like this, from you will remember you always as a person with lots of imagination. Not only that, but they'll remember you too as a friend worth having. And not only that, but 5 years from now, you'll all get together again. Well, speaking of parties, though, have you often wondered what you would like to have as a centerpiece? As a centerpiece for your table at a party? It's rather a difficult question sometimes, isn't it? But not if you go out to the Jensen Photo Shop, 2014 South Division in Burton Heights. Now, we said Photo Shop, Jensen Photo Shop, but it's much more than that because, they have the biggest card selection in Grand Rapids, greeting cards, wonderful, beautiful cards for every occasion, including graduations, by the way. And then they have centerpieces for rent. Well, now, if you're going to give a graduation party, here's the suggestion that I'd like to pass on to you. How about renting the merry-go-round centerpiece from the Jensen Photo Shop? It plays the tune, Merrily We Roll Along, and I think that's a very, very good tune to be played at a graduation party, don't you? For graduates, Merrily We Roll Along. They will be rolling along into an entirely different kind of life. Remember, those are rented out of the Jensen Photo Shop, not bought. And if you were to buy them, they'd cost you quite a bit. But you rent them out there for only about 50 cents a day. And gosh, you hardly even know that you're paying 50 cents a day. And think of all the pleasure it will give everyone at that party. Remember, that's the merry-go-round centerpiece for graduation parties at the Jensen Photo Shop, 2014 South Division, right there in Burton Heights. And now it's time for our salute to our woman of today. Yes, indeed, we salute Mrs. Robert Cloudweeder, 812 8th Street Northwest, right here in Grand Rapids. Mrs. Robert Cloudweeder, you know, she's quite a remarkable woman because she not only has a family with twin boys, 14-year-old boys, but she has twice been and still is the president of Union High School. How about that? That's almost a full-time job in itself, as any president of any organization will tell you. Not only that, but Mrs. Robert Cloudweeder is a member of the West Side Community Council. She's very, very active in West Side Community Affairs. And I asked her what her hobby was. It's a very fine one. Mrs. Cloudweeder collects and makes up scrapbooks. She makes up scrapbooks of art and music. And by the way, she has a terrific record collection. She has I don't know how many, about 1,000, I think, records in that collection. And as she tells me, semi-classical and classical and a few Spike Jones. She's very proud of her 2 sons, Rockwell and Marcus. You can believe that. And she says, of course, Rockwell and Marcus are her first hobbies. And her husband, Mr. Robert Cloudweeder, is an architectural draftsman. And the whole family works with Dad lots of times on designs. They're a very artistic family. So, our salute to Mrs. Robert Cloudweeder, 812 8th Street, Northwest, right here in Grand Rapids. She is our woman of today. Now, who will be our woman of today tomorrow? Better listen and find out. Say, can you imagine a baby so solemn that it never laughed? Can you imagine a little girl who enjoyed visiting graveyards? Or a college girl who wouldn't even look at boys? Sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, one person did fit all these descriptions. Now, her name was Eliza Beck, and you'll meet her face-to-face in the full-length novel entitled Nobody's That Special. Now, this is complete in the June issue of the Ladies' Home Journal. Eliza Beck spent years building a fortress between herself and the world outside. But one day, a young man by the name of Toby Jones, a friend of her brother's, suddenly took her in his arms. Just one kiss. And her life began to change completely. Yes, ladies, here's a story that you'll remember for a long, long time. So be sure to read the full-length novel entitled Nobody's That Special by Anelia Gardner White. It's complete in the June issue of the Ladies' Home Journal. And remember, more women buy the journal than any other magazine. Get your copy of the June Journal today. Well, talking about children, of course, who want to visit graveyards. I don't know. I've never met anyone like that before, or a child who never smiles. But believe me, if you have a little boy or a little girl and want to really make them smile, well, the place to take them is out to the Blower's Gift and Baby Shop, 2008 South Division, because they have the most marvelous toy department out there that you've ever seen in your life. Of course, not only toys, they specialize in all kinds of things, children's things, baby clothes. One thing that I saw out there just the other day I thought was unusually cute for little girls. You know, they have these cute little crepe house coats just exactly like Mom's. They come in size 4 to 8, and by the way, they're only $2.89. Then, of course, Blowers have just anything and everything for your children, all the small fry in your house for summer. They've got all those wonderful terry cloth things that you can wear on the beach or around the house. Anything and everything for summer wear, beach wear, bathing suits, anything at all. So you be sure and go out and visit at the Blowers Gift and Baby Shop, 2008 South Division, because it's everything from togs to toys for tots at Blowers. Been going around town, ladies, looking at shoes. I know many of you have been, too, but, you know, it looks as though this is one season when the expression on the square applies even to shoe fashions. This style is used, the new tapered toes, square toes, are getting quite a bit of attention, and this style is used in all heel heights and dressy suedes and polished leathers, oh, everything. But one thing that I noticed in particular is that brides, when I was looking at these shoes, that brides are going in for flat heel shoes to wear with their wedding gowns. And I think that's a mighty fine idea, because that whole ceremony of getting married is, well, it's quite an ordeal. You get awfully, awfully tired. A lot, that reception line is awfully long, too, and your feet really get tired. Flat-heeled shoes save the day for brides, believe me. But speaking of brides and grooms, congratulations to the 1949 bride and groom from Boltman Studios. We suggest that you invite the Boltman Studios to your wedding. You know what he's going to do? He's going to take as many carefully posed wedding photographs as you wish. Your wedding from beginning to end, and giving you the first 10 portraits for only $16. And that's not all. Included in this price is a beautiful triple opening frame plus 12 gold engraved thank you cards with your own personal bride and groom picture on the inner page. Just think of it, 10 different wedding photographs, a lovely triple opening frame, and 12 personalized picture thank you cards for only $16. So you make an appointment now with a Boltman wedding portrait specialist. Call 59473. And now here's wishing you a pleasant day, all day, and remember, I always appreciate hearing from you by letter or card. Please write and tell me about a friend, neighbor, or relative whom you think that we should select for our Woman of the Day.
June Lewis, Woman's Editor of WJEF, comes to you every day, Monday through Friday. Yes, bringing you accurate information on shopping, homemaking, society, and anything and everything that is of interest to all women of today.